You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to catch up with you.
Well, good to talk to you, Carrington, as always.
Absolutely. The Royals had an important series this week against the Tigers. The point that I made on Friday is if the Royals are going to do this, they're going to have to face their fears, so to speak. The Royals have been very good against teams that are under 500. They've struggled when they've played the better teams and the playoff teams. If this team is going to be able to navigate this, they're going to have to figure out ways to win series against teams like the Tigers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they proved that over the last homestand. They beat the teams that they should beat. And that's what you have to do to keep your head above water. And then they've also shown, I don't know what the number is, but it's amazing to me. They might be the best team in baseball at salvaging the final game of a series after losing the first two or three. They always seem to win the last game of a series, and that kind of keeps your head above water, too.
A major reason for that, at least on Sunday, was Vinny Pasquantino. He has been absolutely on fire. This offense is drastically different when he's hitting the way that he is.
Yeah, and you'll remember last year when he was injured and down the stretch, and the Royals really felt the effects of that. So if he can stay healthy for the next 4 or 5 weeks, why, they got a shot.
Whenever he's like this, does he remind you of somebody? Is there a former Royal or a former big leaguer that when Vinny's in this kind of zone, he reminds you of?
Not right offhand. He's just very good at driving in runs. That's in his DNA, to speak, and he's good at it. He has to figure it out, and he does, whether it's an opposite field single, whether it's a sacrifice fly, whether he's looking for a pitch to drive, and he either gets an extra base hit or he drives in two or three with a home run. So he's just very good at that. And he's in the perfect spot in the batting order to make that happen. He's hitting right behind Witt. And Witt's going to be on base a lot. And Vinny usually figures out a way to, if he doesn't get him all the way around, then he puts him in better scoring position.
I remember, I think it was Alex Gordon that said, you know, whenever he's a little bit off, he's not getting as much like rosin and pine tar on his back. Like he needed to follow through all the way on his swing. Is there something that you notice that whenever Vinny is struggling that he's not doing correctly? And then when he's in a zone like this, when he's hit 6 home runs in his last 7 games, something that he's really dialed into?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. When he's hot, he goes after pitches that he knows he can handle. When he's not, he'll be chasing some pitches that aren't really hittable for him. So it's either that or the other, and it's not all that complicated.
Right now we're talking to Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals. The Royals lost on Friday and Saturday. Was there something you noticed that caused them to slip up?
No, it's just a combination of things, and you just have to put together the pitching with the defense, with the opportunistic hitting, and when you do that, you're going to come out on top more often than not.
Last thing about the Tigers, they've really, really gotten things going since last year at the trade deadline. You remember, they made a couple of moves that kind of felt like they were waving the white flag, so to speak, kind of similar to what Minnesota did this trade deadline. They were hot the second half of the season. They made a run to the playoffs. They have just continued that. What do you like about this Tigers team?
Well, they're well-balanced, top to bottom in the batting order. Their pitching is really good, and they've been good from the start of the year. And they've had a couple of sinking spells, but all teams do. You can't go through 162 without having a few slumps. The key is to negate the slumps as quickly as possible. Get out of the slump, get back on the track, and Detroit has done that. Teams that are in contention minimize the bad spots in their schedule, and every team's going to go through that.
Sometimes the schedule guys are really looking out for you. The Royals have three games against the White Sox. If there is one team that the Royals absolutely dominate, if there is one team that the Royals absolutely own, it's the White Sox. They couldn't come at a better time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the schedule.
Yeah, and the last time the Royals were in Chicago to play the White Sox, the White Sox won 2 out of 3, so they better go into the series in high spirits, and concentration should be spot on, because those three games are going to be very important. You better not take the White Sox for granted. They're obviously better than they were last year. Now, that's a low bar, I will admit, but yeah, if you don't play well against them, they can rise up and beat you.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of young pitchers. Let's start with Noah Cameron, who's getting the start today. What have you noticed from him? What do you like about him early on in his career?
Just very consistent, very confident, very poised. Nothing bothers him. And if you watch him on the mound, you don't know whether he has a 4-1 lead or a 4-1 deficit. And that's to his advantage, because if a pitcher's on the mound and doesn't like his stuff or his control is not good, hitters pick on that immediately, and they'll take advantage of that. But with him, you never know whether he's ahead, behind, happy with what he's doing, or unhappy. And that's a good trait to have for any kind of a pitcher.
I'm not trying to look too far ahead with the Royals. You obviously got to take things day by day. But my hope, Denny, in all of this is they have a series in the middle of September against Seattle. I just want the Royals to be within striking distance when it comes to that. They're probably not going to catch the Red Sox. It's going to be really difficult to catch the Yankees. To me, the team that you're kind of targeting and you need to play better than down the stretch is Seattle. I just want the Royals to be 2.5 games back with 3 games at home against Seattle. I just can't think of too many series that the Royals have had like that in Kauffman Stadium in my lifetime, where I know they're not going to be playoff games, but they have playoff game-like implications.
Yeah, and to get your wish to come true, obviously Seattle's going to have to play well, and the Royals are going to have to play well. If that eventuates, we might have a very interesting series in mid-September. If one team just runs away from the other team, then it's all a moot point.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, do you think the offense is sustainable? Because in the second half of the season, the Royals' offense is completely transformed. They're taking walks. They're hitting home runs. It's certainly more balanced at the back half of it. Do you think this is the Royals' offense to stay from now until the end of the season?
Well, that's the offense that everybody hoped would open the season back in late March, early April. But, it all of a sudden happened, but there were a couple of new additions, two or three new additions. The balance of the batting order changed, and I think we mentioned it last week when we chatted. The lower third of the batting order has done much better than they did in the first half of the season. And those guys, the seventh, eighth, and ninth hitters in the batting order, are setting the table for your top three. And that's where the RBIs and the runs are produced. So I think you have to give a lot of credit to the guys that have been down in the bottom of the batting order for doing much better than they did in the first half of the season, getting on base for the big guns.
Michael Massey is back with the Royals. The Royals option down John Rave. They bring back Michael Massey. What do you think Massey's role is? How does he fit into what the Royals have been doing as he joins the team with 35 games or so to go?
Well, I think he's going to be spotted here and there. That's up to Q. And where he is in the batting order, we don't know. We'll find out. I'm not going to manage the team, but he'll fit in. He'll do what he does best, and that's provide offense. And you forget that he improved so much defensively. I think he's better defensively than India. But whether they use him in that spot and put India in the DH, we'll just have to wait and see.
It certainly goes without saying you can't afford to lose a series to the Chicago White Sox, not with you trailing, not with you playing from behind. I kind of thought this leading into it with Detroit. I kind of looked at them as one long six-game series that you just can't afford to lose ground. You lost the series in Detroit. Now coming up this weekend for a Labor Day weekend, you kind of got to take care of home field, and you got to try to figure out a way to scratch two or three wins, and then your schedule really softens up before you go against Philadelphia and Seattle.
Yeah, well, let's look at it this way. The marathon is over. Now it's a sprint. And when you're in the sprint, the finish line is in sight. Every game is important. Well, every game's important in April, but now that you see how things are set up, why it's important to play well at this time of the year. And if they play well defensively, get good pitching and opportunistic hitting, why, we'll see what happens down the stretch.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, it's always a privilege to get to talk to you. I look forward to catching up with you next week to see how the Royals handle themselves against the Tigers at home.
I'll look forward to that, and we'll talk about it at length.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.